We learn Le'ilui Nishmas Rivka Bas Zev Wolf, Hindel Bas El Yochum HaKohen, David Ben Menachem Munish and Mecham Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We're in Shvi'as Perakei Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, Mash'eles Isha Lachaverto HaChashuda Al HaShvi'as. A woman is permitted to lend to her friend. Her friend, who is, let's say, Leah, is the woman who's careful about the laws of Shvi'as, of Shemitah. But Rachel, her friend, is suspect about following the laws of Shvi'as. Nonetheless, Leah is permitted to lend Rachel, this woman who we suspect, who's not careful with the laws of Shvi'as, a nafa, a sifter, ukvara, a sieve, verechaim, a handmill, vitanur, and an oven. But she, Leah, is not permitted to sort, to do borer, or grind, tochein, along with Rachel. What's the Mishnah speaking about? So, we have a concern. What does it mean someone's not careful? In our case, Rachel is not careful with the laws of Shemitah. So, one possibility is that Rachel's not careful to follow the laws of Biur. Meaning, she may have produce in our house that's past the time of Biur, when we're not supposed to use it anymore. It's supposed to be mafkir, we're supposed to get rid of it according to the Rambam. Or perhaps we suspect that she, against the halacha, illegally plants during the Shemitah year. Or maybe she plows during the Shemitah year, and therefore she has crops that are forbidden for use, so we're afraid. So maybe we should say that this is helping someone do an avera, lending her these utensils, the sieve or the oven or the millstone, etc. Maybe an issue of lifnei yivelos yitain mechshol, not putting a stumbling block before those who do an avera. Now, one thing to keep in mind is, if you remember, we spoke about the concept of biur before, and we passed like the Ramban and others against the Rambam that biur is simply means to be mafkir. So, what does it mean? Someone is someone we suspect not to do the mitzvah of biur. It's the big deal. You have to declare it olenos, and then you can take it for yourself. So, the answer is, people may not do that on time. We said that the biur has to be done once it's no longer available for the chay of the animals in the field. That's when we have to do biur. A woman may not be careful with that. So the Mishnah here is telling us that nonetheless you're permitted to lend these utensils to someone who's suspect in Shvi'as, and we're not afraid that they may be used for the purposes of Shemitah, of the Shemitah produce, where some type of violation was done. Now, why is it allowed? So Yishalmi says, because these are utensils that can be used in processing things that are not subject to the laws of Shemitah at all. Like a sieve you could use maybe to count your coins, maybe you want to thin out some sand, a mill maybe you can grind other things like dyes, an oven you can bleach flax. These are things, so since you have a secondary use that are not Shemitah, so then that would be, that would be reason why we would allow her to lend her these items and not assume that she's using them for something osur. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam make the following interesting observation. Yishalmi never made the point, well, hold on. Maybe she's using these items for produce that were from the sixth year. What about that? So the answer is, the Mishnah must be talking about a case where we know this person, the only produce they have is Shemitah produce or produce that was usher. And that's why we take that, the Mishnah says that the Yishalmi explains that it must be because you can use these utensils for non-produce items, things that would not be subject to the laws of Shemitah at all. Now, what are we not allowed to do? So you're not allowed to do borer, to be involved in these, to assist her. Leah can't assist Rachel in preparing the foods, in the sense that not only forget about cooking and baking, but even the processes that precede that, the sorting of the items, sifting of the items, the grinding of the items, also not permitted. Mishnah continues, Eishes chaver mash'eles le'eishes ama'aretz nafa ukvara uboreres vitochenes umarkedes ima. So now we have another case. This is a case where we have an Eishes chaver, the wife of a chaver, one who's careful in the laws of Tumah Vatara, laws of separating Shumos and Masros, gives is, we want to know what's the halach of lending utensils to a wife of an Amaretz. We spoke about Amaretz many times, especially in Maseches Demai. Amaretz, someone's not careful with the laws of Tumah Vatara, someone was not careful necessarily with the laws of separating Masros. maser. Most amayorot separate maser. We know they separate truma, but a minority do not separate maser. So here the Mishnah says we permit an eshes chaver to lend you these utensils, the sieve and the sifter, and they're not only that, but you're even permitted to do borer, to sort and grind along and sift along with her. So number one, to lend these items. So the reason it's not an issue is because what are we worried about? We're worried about maybe she'll make these, the foods or whatever it may be, she'll be involved in making the foods tummy. So we don't have that problem here with the laws of Tumah V'Tahara because we know when it comes to foods, fruits, vegetables, in order for them to be Mekabel Tumah, to become susceptible to Tumah, there needs to be a liquid medium. They need to be Machshir L'Kabel Tumah, with water or wine or oil, etc., the seven liquids we've spoken about several times. So that's why not only can you lend the utensils and not be concerned with any type of produce. Number one is, right, we don't have an issue of tumah. And even in the cases where we could speak about, let's say, previous Mishnah, right, where there's obvious that it goes without saying that that items that where that it can be used for a secondary purpose that don't have any issue with Tumah V'Tahara will certainly be okay, because that was even okay when it came to the Shemitah halachas. But here we allow you to be involved also with the grinding and the sorting, because I don't have an issue of during this process either. Because, right, we don't have an issue of items becoming tummy. Now, what about the issue of helping her with the process where we have produce that may not have been maser taken from? So the answer is, because we mentioned already, that majority of Amei Arts also separated maser. So it's not like I'm assisting them in producing something or helping them prepare items that haven't had a maser taken from. The majority are, so I don't have to worry. I have a doubt I'm allowed to be lenient. Ah, but avol mishatatil hamayim. But once water or liquid now was poured into the flour, let's say, lo sigatzla, now you're not allowed literally to touch, meaning you can't help her to help at this point. Now, when I have dough, so we have several issues. Now we have the problem of potential tumah, because once there's a liquid touching the flour, now I will be helping her as she's being metame, as she's making the flour tame, plus the fact that the laws of challah apply once it becomes dough, and we're afraid maybe she's not separating challah either. So to be involved with her at this point is not allowed. Shein machzikin yedei ovrei aveira. We're not supposed to support those to assist people who are doing an aveira, because it shows that we're affirming what they're doing is acceptable, which of course we don't want to do. That may be a form of misayeya, a form of lifnei iver, form of chanifus. Mishnah continues, V'chulon lo amru el b'nei darkei shalom. However, realize that which we allow in this Mishnah is only because of keeping the peace. And Yushami explains, interestingly, that we've had in the previous Mishnayos about supplying one we know violates certain things with certain items in previous Mishnayos. Before we even spoke about the sifter and the other items of the Mishnah that we had here. In those Mishnayos, we didn't speak about at all why we allow this to keep the peace. Yushami says, I'll tell you why. Because in the other cases, when we spoke about, it's possible to use those kalim for other purposes. So we spoke about, let's say, we spoke about a cow, and we spoke about a sickle, and all these other things. So those, there's a reasonable chance that they'll be used for something that's permitted, and that's why we said it's going to be permitted. But in our Mishnah, it's a little bit unlikely when we speak about using some of the utensils. They can use them for dyes and not for produce. So it's a little bit more unlikely. So the reason why we allow it here is not, for the primary reason is actually not, well, chances are, you know, don't worry, they're probably using it for a non-Shemitah purpose. We don't say that here. Here, we use the reason of Medarke Shalom, because the likelihood is that they probably will use them for a Shemitah purpose, but since there's a small chance that they may not, we allow it Medarke Shalom. The Mishnah then concludes with something we've seen before, U'machzikin yidei nochrim bashvius, we're permitted to strengthen, literally, the hands of a non-Jew during the Shemitah year. As we said, we can wish them success. Avoloide Yisrael, but not Jews. We're not supposed to encourage them. V'shalom, v'shalom, v'nei dakei shalom. But for dakei shalom, to promote peace between Jews and non-Jews, we're allowed to ask how they're doing. V'shalomon, right, meaning ask how they're doing, greet them even on their holidays. We are now in the sixth parak, parak vav Mishnah Aleph. Something also we mentioned in the past, a little introduction. We know that Yeshua was the one who gave the Kedusha to Eretz Israel at the very beginning. That Kedusha, according to many, was lost after the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And then we have what we called Olei Bavel. Then in the day of Ezra, people came back. Ezra did not sanctify all of the lands that were sanctified by Yeshua, and therefore they may have had a different status. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Haratzos LaShvius. There are Eretz Yisrael divided into three sections regarding the laws of Shemitah. And what it means is that according to Midoraisa, Shemitah applies only in areas of Eretz Yisrael that are considered Kadosh. So when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, so they conquered those areas, and those obviously became Kadosh, and the laws of Shemitah applied Midoraisa. After the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, so that Kedusha was left and renewed in the days of Ezra. But there are certain cities that were not sanctified by Ezra, right? Those areas, so areas where people came, Olei Bavel, so that we have had a certain type of Kedusha. So cities, let's say, that were found outside the boundaries that Ezra was Mikadesh. So even if they had been Kadosh in the days of Yeshua, they really were exempt from the laws of Shemitah because they were no longer Kadosh. Nonetheless, midarabanan, they had the laws of Shemitah. And the Mishnah says like this, so Shalosh Haratzos LaShvius, Kol Shechziku Olei Bavel, Mei Eretz Yisrael V'ad Kiziv, Lo Nech V'lo Nevad. We've had Kiziv in the past. So once again, if we have an area, the people who came, the Olei Bavel, so the areas that the people of Olei Bavel took hold of, from Eretz Yisrael until Kiziv, we spoke about Kiziv may be on the northeast corner of Eretz Yisrael, maybe the southeast corner of Eretz Yisrael, different opinions of where Kiziv is. Let's assume maybe it's a little bit north of Akko. So the Mishnah here is teaching us, it says from Eretz Yisrael until Kiziv, the Mishnah says Lo Nechal V'Lo Nevad, which means the areas that Ezra sanctified have the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why, so the land in that area is subject to all the laws of Shemitah. Rami Doraisa can't be worked, Lo Nechal, Lo Nechal V'Lo Nevad. You're not allowed to eat the produce. What it means is, when the produce is no longer, I'm allowed to eat it, but it's when there's the beer time, when it's no longer available for the animals, so you need to do the mitzvah of beer applies. And V'Lo Nevad, of course, you cannot work that area. Some claim that when the Mishnah means, when it says you're not allowed to eat different, it means anything that was grown illegally from illegal work is going to be prohibited midoraisa. And possible third possibility Mishnah is saying is that the svichim are not allowed to be eaten. Remember, svichim, the aftergrowths, vegetables and grains which grew by themselves during Shemitah. Remember, we spoke about the fact that those are only asim midorabanan to prevent people from planting the crops against halacha during Shemitah. So the Mishnah may be saying here that this Issur Derabanan only applies to the area that Ezra sanctified. So that included that the Olei Bavel did. So once again, from Eretz Yisrael until the city of Kiziv, which were part of the Olei Bavel, so which is Eretz Yisrael of Olei Bavel. So the Lo Nechav Lo Nevad, all the laws of Shemitah may apply. No eating and no working, and no eating, we said it meant different things. V'chol she'echziku Olei Mitzrayim, and those who that which was taken hold of by Olei Mitzrayim, which means in the days of Yehoshua, right? Meaning was only taken hold by them, but not by Ole Bavel. So, Mikaziv v'ad ha-Nahar v'ad ha-Mana, from the city of Kiziv, which means beyond, meaning the areas that Ole Bavel did not take. But now we're going beyond Kiziv, let's say further north from Kiziv. So it's beyond Akko, and then further north, v'ad ha-Nahar, until the river. It's a question of what river we're talking about. Something, it's a river that may be in this area of Syria, maybe an area in the area of Lebanon, until the city of Amana, that also may be questionable, according to the Bar Tanur, that's Hor Hahar. So what about those areas? Only captured by Ole Mitzrayim and not Ole Bavel. What's the story? What's their status when it comes to Shemitah? Nechal, Avolonevad. The laws of Achila apply, which means, I'm sorry, the laws are just the opposite. Nechal, not in law. Nechal, the laws of Achila do not apply, right? Which means this Shemitah produce, the halachos that apply to Shemitah produce regarding the deadline of Birur, let's say, or maybe the produce that results from again of illegally planting during the Shemitah year in that area, right? Or right, the other possibility, as you mentioned, let's say Svichim, the halach of Svichim, doesn't apply to that area because that was only from Ole Mitzrayim. But Avolonevad. But nonetheless, there is a halacha that you can't work that area, even though it wasn't sanctified by Ezra and Ole Bavel. Nonetheless, from Kiziv and further north, nonetheless, you don't work that during the Shemitah year. But from that river that we mentioned, right, like we said, not clear what river that is, maybe in Syria, maybe in Lebanon, from that area, and Amana, which is Hohar Vilifnim, and inwards. So here the Mishnah says, the lands which were beyond those areas, right? They weren't even consecrated by Yoshua, and certainly not by Ole Bavel. So then they should not have any halachos of Shemitah, Nechal v'neva. The laws of Achila Shemitah don't apply, and the issur of working that area does not apply. And that is, those are Shalosh Aratzos to Eretz Israel with respect to the laws of Shemitah.